93 WKMJ, Michigan Tech Sports is what we are talking about here this half hour. Want to wish a happy birthday to Alex Manila, turning 13 today from Mohawk. Happy birthday, Alex. First day of school and you got your first teenage birthday. Also, Tom Ozenich, 56 years old today. Michigan Tech football coming up this week. 1 o'clock start. Our pregame will start at 11:30 here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Tennis team suffered a couple of losses over the weekend at home. Tennis team was the only home team on the weekend for Michigan Tech, other than the Michigan Tech football game on Thursday. Everybody else was on the road. And soccer going splitting this weekend. You talk about that first game giving up that late first half goal, right?
Yeah, the soccer team was up 2-0, and Lexi Herwig scored two really nice goals to get us that 2-0 lead. And then, real late in the half, I think just 2 seconds left, they kind of just put one on net. It was a little reminiscent of back when we made ESPN, at the end of that double overtime. It was kind of a weird angle shot and kind of lofted it over the goalkeeper's head and just found its way in the back of the net. And obviously that changed the momentum a little bit. And Winona played a lot better in the second half, too, and scored two more. Which couldn't get it done. So lost that first one. Winona's a good team. They're an NCAA tournament team, so that it's not like that's an awful loss. But definitely one they probably thought they should have had, and then able to bounce back on Sunday. Got two in the first half, another in the second half, and won 3-0 against St. Cloud. So good weekend for them. They're back on the road this coming weekend. They're in Duluth. They play Minnesota Duluth on Saturday, and then they play Minnesota Crookston in Duluth on Monday. So it's kind of a Saturday-Monday weekend for them. They'll have four matches in before they finally come home on the 18th of September as well.
Okay, and we want to make sure VIP four-packs are still available. Still have four home games for Michigan Tech football. To use those VIP four packs and get in with a couple of buddies, a couple of friends, a couple of business partners, whatever you have to do, and get to those games. Wonderful crowd on Thursday, and I'm sure we'll have a great crowd on Saturday too.
Yeah, should be a great crowd Saturday, and hopefully not going head to head with all the high schools this coming weekend for football. And it's an exciting team. We don't have Tyler Scarlett, but they still play a very good brand of football, and Brandon Cowie was fun to watch. Fun to see him. We haven't had a quarterback that used his feet like that since Steve Short. He's not quite as quick maybe as Steve Short, but definitely he's going to be a dual threat quarterback, it looks like, for the Huskies. And boy, our defense, if we play like that every week, we're going to be a lot of fun to watch. So
absolutely. Michigan Tech cross country going first and second down at in Marquette this past weekend. They'll be in Kenosha, right, this weekend?
They will, yeah. They got the Lucia Rose Invitational, which is a really big cross-country meet down there. They have, of course, the national cross-country course, a big, huge course dedicated to cross-country, and they've held national championships there and stuff. So it's a fun course for them to run, and kind of a tradition for them to go down there this weekend for that one. And their first big meet, they had a scrimmage early on, and they also had the UP championships. So it was us Tech and Northern and Lake State last weekend. Northern doesn't have a men's team officially, so we were first of two on the men's side and second of three, losing to Northern on the women's side. And Northern, I think, ranked number 9 in the country. So cross-country underway and back in action again this weekend.
Want to remind everybody, too, that added to the schedule now for Michigan Tech hockey on October 3rd is the inter-squad scrimmage, the black and gold game, and they're also going to have skate with the Huskies, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that as get a first chance to look at all the players on the John McGinnis ice, and then just the following weekend we'll have that two-game set against Laurentian. So it's coming fast, Dirk, only a couple weeks away from Michigan Tech hockey, and I know a lot of people are excited about that and seeing what the Huskies can do 1 year removed from 29 wins.
Yes, and tickets are on sale for Michigan Tech season tickets and individual game tickets. And like we were talking with Coach Pearson not long ago, if you have those family members or friends that are coming up for certain games, get those individual game tickets now because you don't want to wait too long.
Another thing I think people forget about is we have those family 40 packs. $40 for a family of four. I think additional kids are just $5 more. So, that's a really, really good deal for reserve seats for Michigan Tech hockey games.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people still don't take advantage of that because it's not ingrained in their brain right. yet that
exists. We have that for our D2 sports. I think it's $20 for right. Family of Four. You want to come out to Michigan Tech football, it's $20. You know, two adult tickets, two kids tickets, and I think additional kids tickets are only $3 for that. So, yeah, make sure you come on out, bring the whole family. It's great. We always have a great atmosphere with the band there and everything. So, looking forward to another home weekend. Finally, our soccer and volleyball teams will get going on the 18th, so we're 2 weeks away from that yet. But, yeah. Season's underway, Dirk. We're a week in, and so far so good.
All right, thanks a lot, Wes. That is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.